Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Perek Eshem, the 20th Perek in the Rambam's Hichas Yisurah B, the laws of forbidden relationships, which in the previous Perakim we've been discussing the unique halachas of the forbidden relationships that relate specifically to Kehanim, and in that theme, in that vein, the Rambam continues in this Perek regarding the presumption of Kehanim and their Kehanic state and the Yichus that's related to that. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, he discusses the status of Kehanim Bizman Hazeh, in today's times. As the Rambam says, Kol Kehanim Bizman Hazeh, O Kehanim, in these days, meaning when there's no more Mizbeach, no more Sanhedrin, B'chazakehim Kehanim. We presume there's a Chazaka that they are Kehanim, and with that Chazaka, because we don't have any definitive criterion anymore that we continue to evaluate Kehanim as they did in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and so we have a Chazaka that they're Kehanim, Ve'ein Eichlin El B'Kotshek Gvul. So, although that they have chazakas, they can only go ahead and eat what's called the kodshim, the holy things that are related to the boundaries, meaning that are only eaten in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not in uniquely to the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, which that refers to truma and things like that. Behu and then a shatiyah truma shel devarim. But this is only regarding rabbinic truma, because abba truma shel ter, but regarding biblical truma, which certain things are by dog and tirish of a yitzar, those are biblical, all the other types of truma is all the rabbinic. Regarding biblical truma of a chala shel ter and the biblical chala, which is to take up a certain portion of the dough, that could only be eaten a kohen that has been established, his lineage, that he is distinctively a kohen. As Ram says in Halacha Beis Ezel Kohen Miyuchas, what's considered a defined kohen that he has the status of a kohen? It's kol she'idu le'shnei edim shu kohen ben pleini a kohen. Two witnesses testified that he's a kohen, the son of that person a kohen. Upleini ben pleini a kohen, and that person the son of that person a kohen. Ad ish in the tzarech b'dika, going all the way back up until a person that we don't need to inspect. Because v'hu a kohen she'shem yishal gam mizbeach. He's like a kohen that did the service on the altar in the Beis HaMikdash. Because had it been that the great court had not done an inspection on that great grandfather who did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they would never have let him do the Avodah. The Fikach in Bodkim and Mizbeach Mamal, they don't have to check a coin that we knew was a great grandfather from Mizbeach and onward. Neither do we have to check further up from someone who sat on the Sanhedrin, because they never appoint someone on the great court, only if it's a Kohen Levi Yisrael that has a Yichud, that has a pure lineage, and therefore you have to check at least as far back if one of his grandfathers had been on the Sanhedrin, or in the case of a Kohen, regarding that he did Avodah Mizbeach. Now, Halacha Gimel says the Rambam, Chal b'zman hazeh, regarding Chal in today's times, even in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shalter, because we said only chala or truma of rabbinic law could the kohen consume. So chala in today's times, even Eretz Yisrael, is in the Shalter, it's not biblical. Shneimar like says in the pasuk b'vayachem el ha'aretz. The pasuk is in Bamidbar, when you come into land, meaning b'vayachem is b'yas kulchem, when all of you come, v'lei b'yas mekteschem, not when some of you come. When they came up in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the days of Ezra, Seif, v'lei all kulam, not all of Judaism, not all of Jewish people came up. And actually, truma even today's times too is also shal dibur seif, is also of rabbinic law. And lefikach, therefore, oichel masavakam shavazamenein, the vibakam in today's time could eat old truma shem chazaka again, because if they have a chazaka that they're kahanim, then they could partake of that which is rabbinically, which is truma bezman hazeh and which is chal bezman hazeh. Now halacha dalet. Let's say two witnesses testify regarding a person that they saw him eating biblical truma. That would go ahead and give him a status of yichus that he is clearly a kain. But we cannot elevate to the status of yichus to give him the clear status of a kain to get married as a kain. Limitless kapayim, not from the fact that he did birchas kainim. Limit kriba torah, not that he got the first aliyah by the kriyas torah. Limit chiluk truma v'esagron, not from the fact that he was given out a portion of truma by the granary. Neither can you ever have, no matter what he's testifying, if it's based on one witness. Now, related, the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, regarding the trustworthiness that a father has regarding his son, if we have a kohen that has yichus, that says, Beniza kohenu, this, my son, is a kohen, we would not elevate the son to the status of yichus of a kohen, based on what the father is saying, he has to first bring proof that he's a son, then he would get that status, because he's a son of his father, who he's saying is a kohen. Now, Halacha Vav, now, related halacha is related to this idea. If you have a kohen that's yichus, that he went out, him and his wife, she'idana shikshev, which we know that she's also kshera, that they went out to medina acheres, to another country. Now, they came back with a bunch of kids wrapped around them. Vamani says, isha shiyatzasi mihizu, the wife that I went out with back then, this is that woman. These are her children. So in it doesn't have to bring witnesses loyally, not on the woman and not on the children. Because the woman we knew was kosher, and these are the children, because like we see how they're chasing after the mother, and we know that he was a miyuchas too. But let's say he says, Mesu Bela Benel. Let's say he says, oh, she passed away when we went to that other country. Now these are her sons. He has to bring witnesses that these are her children. And the Inatar Khlavi Aidan Alim Shakshira doesn't have to bring witnesses on the mother that she's kashim, then she. We know when she left over here, she had a chazakah, that she was Ishakshira. All we have to do is bring proof that these are the children of that woman. Allah Zain. Let's say a single kohen that has yichus went out to another country. And then he comes back years later, him, his wife, his children, he says, this is the woman I married and these are her children. So he has to bring proof. He has to bring a proof that this woman is a kosher woman for him to marry. Obviously, his children cannot have the status of the yichus if the woman is inappropriate for him to marry. Maybe Eid Mishael Bene, but it doesn't have to bring witnesses that these are our children. Again, but Bahushi Kruch and Akrav, this only if they're wrapped around her, we can obviously tell that this is the mother and these are the children. Now, Vimbabish Nashim comes back with two wives. Vehibi Royal Ach has bring proof regarding one of them. Sa'af Bishaban Kitam Makruch Mariel, although the children are small and they're wrapped after that one, Sarach Lahavi Rayalam, he would have to bring proof regarding the children. Because Shema Banim and Acher say maybe it's the children of the other woman, and they happen to be just because the two women are in the house at all times, it's not necessarily that this is the right mother, and they just happen to be chasing after the one that is Mirchesis, and he would still have to bring proof then regarding the children. Halacha Ches, Bahu Vanav Amar, let's say him and his sons come, and he says, Ishna Sasu Mesa Ve'ilu Banel. Says, I got married overseas. You guys didn't see me before I got married. I left before I was married. I got married to a woman. She died, and these are her sons. So maybe Adam Shaisa Ishak Sheirhai. So he has to bring proof. He has to bring witnesses that woman that he married was a kosher. They live now, and that these are her sons. The same thing applies. This halacha applies to the to qualifying that of a Yisrael that's miyuchas and leib miyuchas to. Then you could testify regarding the son that is miyuchas. So that, again, the same equivalency that we're saying for the mizbeach for a kohen would be the same thing for Yisrael or Levi to have the status to be appropriate for the Sanhedrin, to know that they are miyuchas, that they have the untainted lineage that's necessary for the Sanhedrin. Now, halacha tes. Says the Rambam, "Ein mal mishtaros lekuna." You cannot elevate from documentation to a status of a kuna, as Rambam says, "Kitzad haso." Harisha shayu kasa mishtal. It was written in a document. Ploini koin, love him ploini. That person a koin borrowed from that person. Vilvo kach b'kach, and he lent him this and this. Ve'edim u'matzni witness on the bottom. "Ein machzigim em koin zeh shemiyuches." You're not going to establish that this koin is a miyuches. Because you have two witnesses on the bottom, Shemalahidu El Milva. Maybe the witnesses are only testifying regarding the loan, but not to verify that this person was a kohen. They just happen to have written that as his title. Now, the Medvar Mum, when do we say this linya yichus? It's regarding, like we're saying, regarding the laws of yichus to establish the clear status of this person as a kohen. Avla Chazaka Shi Kohen Kikahani's Manazeh. But regarding establishing a presumption regarding a kohen like in the halach of Kanim in today's times. And to eat truma and challah that's rabbinic, ubishar kashik vol, or all other halachas of truma that are related to the boundaries, malam and ashtaris, then you could actually elevate someone from a documentation, and based on the witnesses of one witness's testimony, ubishis kapayim, and from the fact that someone went to duchen, he had the birchas kanim by the elevation of the palms, and getting from the first aliyah by the Torah, for today's halachas, that would be sufficient. And that, unlike the prior halachas of what yichus was, for the halachas of unique to the kahanim. Halacha yud. B'chein kol kohen shama. So to any kohen that says, b'nizeh kohen, this, my son is a kohen, nemelachil v'truma, he's trusted to feed his son truma, v'liyesa b'cheske kohen, to be a presumption of kohen. V'edat tzarech lavi ra'i, doesn't have to bring proof, l'al l'banim, not on the son of l'al isha, and not on his wife. Now halacha yiraf, Ram continues regarding what happens if they're colluding. Because we said Eid Echad could be sufficient if two people testify for each other, and also the halacha of Masich Lefi Tumay, if someone just does it innocently without realizing that they're doing it based on what he's saying. Says Ram Halacha Yiralf, Shnaim Shabal Medina. Two people come to a country. Zeim, this one says, Anif Chavir Kain, me and this, my friend here is a Kain. Vizem, another one says the same thing, Anif Chavir Kain, me and my friend are a Kain. Saaf Bishinir Kugim says, although it looks like they're colluding as if they're helping each other out. Hariel and Namanim, they were trusted. Ushnei Meches Kanim, and both of them have a presumption of being a kohen, as Rambam says previous halacha test, that we are machzik someone as a kohen on based on Pi'ei Rechad, which each one has his other friend as an Erechad. V'chein Eid Shama, so if a witness says, I saw this person doing the Nesis Kapayim. He's eating Truma, or he's getting a portion by the granary. Or he got the first Ali by the Kriyas Torah, and after him came a Levi. Because actually, if a Levi doesn't come after that, the fact that he got the first Ali is not a right at a coin, because maybe he got it because he was the greatest of them all, but and there was no Levi after that. So, but if this he got the first Ali and afterwards a Levi, based on what he's saying, you can presume this person is a coin. Also, similar would be, if let's say they said he got the second Levi after a Kohen, then you could presume that he's a Levi, which is to then give him the halacha of Maaser Rishon. However, says Ram, let's say someone testifies, says, I was at a court case where him and his brother were dividing the truma that the father left over who died, who was a Kohen. You would not elevate him to a kuna based on this testimony. Maybe this son is a chal, and he was taking the portion of the inheritance of the truma to sell it, but not to eat it, because he's actually a chal. It's forbidden in truma. The fact that he's dividing the inheritance is not a raya that he has the appropriate status of a Kohen. If someone comes to today's times and he says, Kohen only, I'm a Kohen. And he does not believe. We don't elevate him to the status of a Kohen based on his own word. And Balikabatari Rishon doesn't get the first Aliyah, but he says, Kabbalah doesn't duchen, Balikabatari doesn't eat from the kachim that are in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, until he has at least one witness. But, based on what he said, he makes it forbidden on himself to marry a grusha, zayin, a chalala, and then become tummy to dead people because of Shabinav Shechatech of Yisur. He said that he is a kohen. If he gets married, he becomes tummy. Like he even gets lashes because he already established that chazaka based on his own words, so he gets punished. Now, if an aval slave, a woman has be with him, sveik chalala, she's in doubt if she's a chalala because, again, we don't know for sure that this person is a kain to have that iser kuna to say that the woman would have a halacha b'chalala, it would be at most a doubt if she's a chalala. Now, halacha yadal, let's say v'mohi b'sich l'bituma, let's say the person was innocently saying what's called talking based on innocence, neman, then the person is actually believed to have a presumption that he's a kain to eat from Kachik Vul, which is no less than that of like an Eid Echad, as Rama said, Halacha test. As Rama says, Ketzer, how so? How could a person himself be Mesich Lebitumai to give himself the status of a Kohen? So, there's Maisib Echad, there was a story, Ron Tzubis brings this story, an individual, Shem Mesich Lebitumai, was instantly saying over a story, and he says, Zachar, and he says, I remember when I was a child, that I was riding on my father's shoulders, he took me out of yeshiva, out of the study hall, which that's just a proof that he's not an Eved, because an Eved of a Kohen is also permitted to eat Truma, so the story wouldn't be definitive, but the fact that he was coming out of yeshiva, which a person not allowed to teach a slave Torah, proves that he was a son, not an Eved. V'hifshituni kutanti, and he took off my clothing, v'piluni, and he had me tovel in the mikvah, le'achol Truma la'ev, to eat Truma that evening. V'chavei boidlin mimani, my friends used to stay away from me so that they don't contaminate his Truma. Which one of the matnas kuhuna? The hello, Rabbi Nakodesh Akunal Piatzmi. Rabbi Yudan Nasi elevated him to the status of kuhuna based on his own words, because he wasn't doing it for the purpose of saying, I'm a kohen. He was just saying over a story from his youth, and he said, you are a kohen, based on what he said. An adult is believed to say, I remember when I was a young boy, I saw that person tovel and to eat truma in the evening. And they established that person that he's talking about in this kuna based on his testimony. Now, someone comes in today's times and he says, I'm a kohen. And one witness testifies for him. I know that his father is a kohen. We're not going to elevate him to the status of a kohen based on that testimony. Because maybe this son, yeah, maybe his father was a kohen. But maybe he is a chal, where his mother was inappropriate based on kohen to marry his father. Now, the reason why we say that over here is because since the father didn't have a chazaka that he's a kohen, only with one aid, so we are concerned for the son that even though we don't have a rumor, but maybe he was the son of a grusha or a chalal. Until he testifies regarding this person himself that he's a kohen kasher. Now, avol mahuchse gavukam. But let's say the father already before Eid Echad. The father had a chazaka that he was a regular kohen. Or at least two witnesses come along and testify that the father was a kohen. Oh, then Arayba chazaka. Then he has the presumption of his father. We don't suspect that he's a chal, and then he's going to be kosher as a kohen. Now, Lachat Hazayin Ram continues regarding a doubt regarding a kohen based on either what words we're hearing or regarding a mixture. As Rabbi says, if someone has a chazaka, his father was a kohen, The yotz love kosher ben grusha chalutza, but words going out that yes, father's a kohen, but his father married a grusha or chalutza, so chesh, we're concerned for that. And so we demote their son from the status of kohuna. Now, boy, let's say subsequently a singular witness comes along, and he testifies, no, that he's kosher, he's not a ben grusha mechalutza. Then, based on as we said previously on one witness, we would elevate him to the status of a kuna based on that one witness. Now, let's say boshnei made machikach veidush chol, but then let's say subsequently after that, two witnesses come along and testify and says that no, he is a chalul, his mother was a grusha or a chalutza. The marina is from the kuna, then we subsequently demote him from the status of a kuna. Then let's say boeid echad veheid shu kasha, then let's say subsequently another one witness comes along and testifies no, that he is kasha. Then malnus the kuna, we actually would again re-elevate him to the status of a kuna. And the reason for this is shezeha achron staf leid rishon, because this later one witness combines with the first one witness, vaharishnei meid mishu kasha, and both of them are testifying that he's kasha. Ushnei meid mishu basal, we have two witnesses in the middle that said that he's basal. Yidachu elu ve'elu v'idachu al kol, so the two witnesses cancel each other out and rejects the rumors that are going around about him. And the reason is why they cancel out Sheshnaim Kameh, because two is like 100. V'yashar koin v'chazkav, and the koin remains with the chazak of his father. And the reason is because when you have two opposite two, so then we retain the two witnesses, cancel themselves out, we remain with the chazakah, and we're not concerned for the rumors when there are witnesses. So although there are other witnesses contradicting these witnesses, but ultimately there were witnesses, and he has chazakah, so therefore we're not going to be concerned with the rumors, and he's going to retain the status of a kohen as his father was. Halacha Yitzayin. Let's say a woman didn't wait 3 months, as she's supposed to do, after her first husband, and she gave birth, whether divorced or whether widowed. Now, you don't know, the child that's born when she got married to the second husband, it's 7 months when she got married to him, but it's within 9 months from the first husband. So, you don't know who's the father. And the first one was a kain, the second one was Yisrael, or is this a kain? He's a suffix if he's a kain. And similarly, in this Arv Lod Kain B'Vlad Yisrael, let's say by the child ward, in the birthing ward, the children got mixed up. The child of a kain, child of Yisrael. V'gdil al-Rebis, and these two boys, they grow up, but we're not sure which one's the kind, which one's the Yisrael. Kalechem and Svei kind, each one is a doubtful kind. And the Nisim lem chumri Yisrael, b'chumri kind, therefore you have to put on each one of them a string of being a non-kind and a kind, which is, Nisim nashim maris l'kun, they have to marry women that are only appropriate for kun, can't marry Gerusha, and so on. V'im and Tamil Mason, they can't become tummy to dead people like a kind. V'lechem and Chumma, they can't eat Chumma, because maybe they're not a kind. V'nasa Gerusha, and if they did marry a divorcee, Mitzin, you make them divorce, because, again, that's a suffix derisa, but they like them, they don't get lashes, because ultimately it's a suffix, and you can't give biblical lashes when you're not sure that person violated the Isser. Halacha Yitches, Shnei Kanim Shnei Sobe Val Leisein. If you have two Kanim, that their children got mixed up. Oy, or another case, Eishes Koin Shleishos Achabal Shleish Chadashim, or, again, we're talking about here, unlike the other case of Koin Yisrael, here they're both Kanim. Or the wife of a Koin, Shleishos Achabal Shleish Chadashim, didn't wait 3 months from her first husband, then this is a Koin Achash, she got married to another Koin. Now, v'ein you do in ben tishlo rishna ben shavalach, and you don't know if this is a 9 month baby from the first husband or a 7 month baby from the second husband. So noisna alavol chumishnim, you're going to put on the child the strings of both of them. Meaning, we know the child's a kain because either father was a kain of either of the cases that we described. But what do you mean the strings of both of them? Who ein alein? He has the status of a einin, which can't do that. Avoid certain things when one of them dies out of doubt. V'ein moino love, they have a status of a einin on him because that might be their child. Now, but the strinziosa goes, who ain't metam lehem? If one of them dies, he cannot be metam to them, because maybe it's not his father, and he could only be metam himself to one of the seven relatives. They cannot be metam themselves to him. Now, moreover, this kind, we don't know which the 24 groups that the kind would go, every week would be another mishmer. We don't know who's his father to know which mishmer goes in. So he goes in either one of the mishmeres, but he does not divide the portions which the kind would get portions of it. He doesn't divide. And the reason why is because each one of the mishmeres could claim and say, bring proof that you're from our mishmer, and then you could take. That you can prove that you're from our group. Now, but let's say both these fathers, we're from the same group, from the same week, and ubeisav echad from the same family, therefore they're from the same day of the week. Then nukel chelik echad, then mamalam shalchel take one portion because this is my day, whichever one is the father. Now halacha yates, when do we say the previous halacha is bezman shehim boim mekoyach nisuin? When this relationship was coming from a marital relationship, where we said the mother, she didn't wait the required 3 months, but again the relationship she had with the first man and the second man was that of marriage, and we don't know who's his real father. That's what we'll say. Okay, we'll have the doubts, but he'll be able to go to the chabura. It just won't divide. Abiznus, but let's say this relationship that we have this doubt was by a promiscuous relationship. Oh, then Gaza Chamber, the sages decreed, that we silence him from any halacha of kuna at all. and he doesn't get to go into Mishmar, and let's say you knew for sure that it was from that Beis Av that he'd be able to divide. No, he doesn't get anything at all. Because he does not know definitively who's his father. Shlomo says, the Pasuk Mamidbar, V'hoislo Yizar Acharav, there should be for him and his children after that, meaning, until the children will be have the distinct lineage after him. So, by the case of marriage, where you don't know, but at least it's through marital or permitted relationship, okay, then we'll go with the suffix. But here, where it wasn't even a marital relationship, it was Iznos, then we're not going to have him anything to do with Kohen at all. Now, Allah Chav says, Ram Ketzer Hauso, what would the case be? Asar Kahanim, Shepirish Echemim Bol, there's 10 Kahanim, so the only Kahanim, and one of them left the group and had relations with this woman. Shahari Volad, Kohen Vada here, the child's most definitely a Kohen, and even so, since he doesn't know who his father is, to know his appropriate lineage, we sound him from the laws of Kuna. He doesn't do the void, doesn't eat, doesn't divide the portions. Now, but if he becomes tummy to a dead person or he marries a grusha, like he's going to get lashes, because obviously there's no doubt regarding him being permitted. It's not like a case where you're not sure if the father is a coin, he's sold that you're not going to give him lashes. He would know for sure he's a coin. So for sure he has the Isurim. We just, since he does not know the yichus, therefore they rebun and made a gezerah that he shouldn't have any the benefits of that of kuhuna, like doing the voida and eating from the kachim and from dividing of the kachim.